I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on December 17th, 2019. Mozilla announced that Firefox has gained a second partner to provide secure DNS services within the browser. Mozilla has faced some criticism since it first launched its DNS over HTTPS initiative for not providing users with any choice and simply routing all of Firefox's secure query traffic to Cloudflare. The organization has a number of strict criteria that prospective DOH partners must uphold, which include limiting the data that they retain and being transparent about what is kept, and making a commitment not to censor, filter, or block DNS traffic unless specifically requested by law enforcement officers. Now, Mozilla has announced that NextDNS has met all of these criteria and will join Cloudflare as an alternate provider of secure DNS services for Firefox users. However, privacy advocates may be concerned that both of Mozilla's partners are based in the United States and subject to that country's national security legislation. NVIDIA has released a Python framework to simplify GPU-based video processing. While the company already has an SDK that exposes video processing functionality, it's been hard for developers without C or C++ skills to use it within their own projects. Now, NVIDIA has produced a new framework that provides Python bindings to the underlying C++ code, which it hopes will provide far simpler access to GPU-accelerated video processing to a wider range of programmers. The framework covers typical video processing tasks, including encoding, decoding, and transcoding. And the blog post announcing the release includes some sample Python code, which does demonstrate how easily it can be used. Linux Academy has been acquired by fellow training provider aCloudGuru. The acquisition has brought together the beginner-friendly offering from aCloudGuru and the more advanced Linux Academy programs into a combined organization now providing training for over 1.5 million students worldwide. Combining the individual strengths of the two companies, the new organization boasts the world's largest catalog of hands-on training material for cloud computing, DevOps, containers, security, big data, machine learning, and artificial intelligence. The acquisition will have no immediate impact on existing customers, and the new organization plans to create a seamless learner's journey across both platforms over the coming year. And finally today, Atari has revealed more details about its VCS platform in a blog post aimed at game developers. The post suggests that the much-delayed console, now due out in March, will be running a 64-bit version of Debian and will take advantage of the standard Linux toolset. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/70. We'll be back tomorrow.